Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let it go, your highlands, jackets hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Miss Kicker, you're tuning in to be a week in the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to get it on the popping as we always do. Appreciate you all for what you're doing. Let's get this show started. The intro you heard was B.O.E. and a Black Oak Anthem by Jay Wright. That's the intro to B.O.E. Yes. Give me 1 second, y'all. So, for those of you who want to know that there's issues with TikTok, with some of the creators that are on TikTok have an issue, because white women are using Tupac's song, Keeping Your Head Up, as their anthem for Roe versus Wade. Excuse me, y'all. For Roe versus Wade, they're using Tupac's song, Keep Your Head Up. And they're only playing the part, and I'm trying to remember the song, because, you know, in the beginning of the song, he says the black and the berry are sweet as the juice. And I think he says the blacker the people, the sweeter the roots, something like that. And the part he talks about where No one could tell you where to, when and where to create one, meaning a baby. They used that part as part of their protest over Roe versus Wade, when it's their fault we have an overturn of Roe versus Wade. I know I probably got white people that listen to this show. But this is TikTok. So for those of you who don't know Tupac's music, and you know the crazy thing is that the song came off of an album he did called This Is For My Niggas. I'm saying the word outright because I can do that. I don't have to bleep myself and say the N, you know what I'm saying? That's the name of the album. This Is For My Niggas, and that song Keep Your Head Up is on there. And they're trying to use that, just that part, as their protest song because of the overturn of Roe versus Wade. Now, if Tupac was a white rapper, then I would say you can use that song wholeheartedly. But you can't. He made it specifically for black women, right? And he made it for this younger girl who was killed in California years ago in California, named Latasha Harlan. He made it for her because she was in the store owned by a Korean American, and they had her and the store owner had a dispute, and the store owner shot her. It was a dispute over some orange juice, and the store owner shot her. And I don't think they ever got justice because, as I heard through TikTok, that the store owner fled to Korea, so they couldn't get charged, so they wouldn't be able to get charged. Now you know some countries have where, if you go to their country, you commit a crime, and you're in their country, they can't, in their laws, some countries have it, not all, where if you do something in America and the law is looking for you in America, that if you go to a country, because I think Mexico is the same, where if you commit a crime, you go to Mexico, Mexico's law says they don't have to extradite you back to your country in order for you to face consequences for the crime you committed. And I think Korea is the same way, where if you commit a crime and go to their country, they don't have to turn you back over to your government for you to face charges. And I think that's why the woman who killed Latasha Harlan got away with it. And plus, you know, even though she's Korean American, Koreans are going to look out for their own. Just like, not all black people do this, but some black people do it too. Or they hide a family member or someone they know who committed a crime from the police. Even if they don't know what the crime is that they committed, they still helping them out. And now, You commit a crime, you gotta do the time. That's not, because you ain't gonna be walking this great earth still grieving over the loved one that you killed. And I'm gonna tell you this, remember the show Cold Case? I think it used to come on CBS. Where she was a cop, a detective, I think, and her job was to solve cold cases. And she would have to go down to the fire room, the police department's fire room, connected to the cold case that she has to solve. And sometimes some of these cold cases, they happen in, like, let's say the 50s, the 60s. So, and then you look at at it, who's the witness, if it happened years ago, we're 22 right now. If the cold case, if the case happened in 1983, the person who is the witness, that was the witness in 1983, may not even be alive still. So, and you got to go by the evidence that the cops put in, the original police officers, the original detectives who on the case, you got to go by what they put in the case to have to solve the case. And nowadays, cops are falsifying evidence or falsifying records, like what really happened, that you got to go by what they put in the report. Because what they, as you know, if you're a person, you say, okay, I don't like black people, so I'll falsify this report because the person is black. But if it wasn't, I'm going to put the truth in there. I mean, it could have went down like that, but yeah. So that's the big debate going on all through TikTok. These white women posting videos just with that line from Tupac song, and black creators are telling them they cannot do that song. It was not made for them. It was black women. These white women are saying, "Why are you gatekeeping the song?" Da, 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 da. It's like no one's gatekeeping Tupac's music. It's just that Tupac did not make the song for you. Why are you using it as a protest to the overturn of Roe versus Wade when you could have stopped it a long time ago? All you white women out there that voted for Trump, he's the reason why Roe versus Wade was overturned. When that Roe versus Wade happened, when we found out the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe versus Wade, y'all wanted the black women's support and helping you try to stop the overturn of Roe versus Wade. No. Y'all caused it. Y'all solved it on your own. That's how a lot of the black creators and black women felt. We're not protesting. We're not marching with you for this. And because you made this happen, because you helped to facilitate this to happen, you want us to have your back. Nah. Nope. And the only reason why they overturn Roe versus Wade is because the majority of women getting abortions is white women. Not black women, it's white women. And they're trying to preserve their race. White people are trying to preserve their race, meaning they want these white women to have babies. Now, and I said this, I talked about this briefly before, and I said, what if it's a medical issue to where she has to abort because of medical reasons? If she don't abort, she could die. If it's a child and she was raped. I can't believe that there was a TikTok post. It said the post that I can't remember what state he said, but he said a young girl got raped, and they're trying to make her keep the baby. And I think the young girl is 10. Young girl's raped at 10. You telling me that a 10-year-old is mentally stable to be a parent? You telling me that as a government, as a state, of which, whatever, I forgot what state she live in because abortions are banned, but as a state, you telling me you want a 10-year-old, excuse me, y'all, you want a 10-year-old who hasn't fully developed yet mentally to be a parent? A 10-year-old. So I think the parent, the mother, is trying to take her to another state where it's okay for her to get. But thing is, the 10-year-old was raped. So you telling me, as a 10-year-old, I get raped, I got to keep the child from the rapist. And I'm a hate my child. Because you have to think about it. Women who get raped and get pregnant by their rapist, they don't, even if they don't believe in abortion and they have the baby, they give it up for adoption. And the reason why is because that baby's going to be a constant reminder of what happened to her. So you want that baby to be a constant reminder to a 10-year-old that they were raped. Yep. You want a 10-year-old to have a baby and have that baby be a constant reminder this is a result from her being raped. No woman wants to, no woman wants to have a rapist baby. And then, okay, all right, she keeps the baby, right? Don't give it up for adoption. She raises the baby. Now, when the child starts asking who's their daddy, you know she has to tell that child that their father's a rapist. Who wants to tell their child that they was conceived because the mother was raped? No parent wants to tell their child they was conceived because they were raped, because mommy was raped. No 10-year-old is mentally ready to be a parent. Yes, I know kids. There are kids out there who start young with having sex and do wind up pregnant. But no 10-year-old is mentally ready to be a parent. People think, young girls think, I know some young girls think just because they have a baby that, oh, at a young age, that, oh, they're grown now. So they ain't got to listen to their parents because they're grown. And no, you're not grown. You're still a child. Still living under your parents' roof. You're not old enough, one, to get your own apartment. So you're going to be there for a while until you're old enough to get your own place and old enough to work and make your own money to take care of your child. One, your mom's going to help you. One, get on WIC. And WIC is like WIC, you probably get on WIC and food stamps. WIC is where it helps you, where you get WIC, it helps you with getting baby formula. And WIC is from when they're a baby to when they're about, let me look it up. I'm going to look it up. Let me look it up. WIC. Okay. It says, It says to get work benefits, you have to meet the requirements. You have to submit documents, too. You can get work benefits for, depends on how much your family is in need. WIC was made to help low-income infants and children, but any family can apply for WIC if one family member meets the requirements. The WIC program is handled by 90 state agencies in the U.S. You will only deal with the WIC agency in your county. All 90 agencies have the same requirements for giving out WIC benefits, but different agencies give priority to different groups of people. For example, Georgia gives out WIC benefits to minors who have had babies first before they give out benefits to other groups. It says there are three categories of people who qualify for WIC: women, infants, and children. You might qualify for WIC food assistance if you are a woman who is pregnant, had a baby in the last 6 months, is breastfeeding a baby that is younger than one. Pregnant women don't have to be married or have other kids to get WIC. Pregnant women and infant babies who weigh less than they should or have health issues might qualify to get WIC earlier than other groups. Women who gave birth and are breastfeeding will get benefits earlier than women who do not want to breastfeed. Both children and infant babies can get WIC benefits if they are the right age. If a baby is 1 year old or younger, children have to be younger than 5. Fathers, step-parents, foster parents, and legal guardians can apply for WIC too. They can get benefits if there is a pregnant woman in the family or a child that meets the age requirement. To get WIC benefits, you have to make less than a certain amount of money. The amount of money you can make and still get WIC benefits is based on how big your family is and how much poverty there is in the U.S. WIC income rules change every year, so double-check the income rules before you apply to see if you might qualify. To make it easier to qualify, the government tells you to count pregnant women as two people. When you are counting how many people are in your family, to prove that you meet the income requirements, you have to give in documents that show how much you make. You can show that you are getting benefits from other programs, too. This might automatically get you into the WIC program. These programs include food stamps, Medicaid, TANF. Learn more about WIC requirements by downloading, okay, that's a free guide where I'm reading this from. They have a free guide where you can learn about how to get WIC. Then it says, excuse me, y'all. It says it's a rule that WIC applicants have to go to a doctor's appointment before they can get benefits. The appointment is for the doctor to see if the applicant is in trouble because of their nutrition or nutritional risk. Candidates can go to a WIC office to see a nutritionist or doctor for free. They can go to their own doctor, too. Applicants have to get medical documents from the doctor to hand in as proof that they meet the nutrition risk requirement. To get WIC benefits, the person or people in trouble because of their nutrition have to be the woman or the child. Applicants can meet this requirement as long as they have one of the conditions in the WIC manual. For example, they weigh less than they should. They had tough pregnancies before. This report should have the applicant's height, weight, and blood work too. You can apply for WIC at your local agency. This same agency will give you WIC benefits if you qualify. If you move, you might be able to keep getting WIC benefits from the same agency until benefits run out. Then you can apply for WIC at your new local agency. This is called the WIC benefits transfer. There is no time requirement for how long a family has to live in an area before they can apply, but you might be put on a waiting list until benefits are available. Families who are most in need will get WIC assistance first. WIC agencies want to make sure that the people in most need are safe and healthy. some of the, that different agencies get priority to different groups of people. So just because someone might get better staff in one state doesn't mean they'll get better staff in another state. WIC agencies have 7 priority levels. These are based on health, age, and how much money applicants make. For example, priority is pregnant women and babies who weigh less than they should. Priority 7 is people who are already in the WIC program who will be in trouble without benefits. So that is how you get WIC. And that's what I've seen a lot of people get WIC in my day. I've seen a lot of people get WIC. And WIC is like a check, right? And when you get WIC, right, the WIC tells you what you can get. Just like for those who get food stamps, you cannot buy hot food with food stamps, but you can buy cold food. So with WIC, you can't, there's only certain things you can get with WIC. Yep, there's only certain things you can get with WIC. And, yep. So there's certain things, and, because I've seen it in the supermarket where, depending on the age of the child, you get 2 gallons of milk, you get cereal, but I think it's certain cereals you can get. Don't think that, oh, that you're going to be able to get Lucky Charms, all the top-tier cereals. No, all them top-tier cereals are not. Nope. Back in the day, like when I was little, or when I was not little, but when I was a youngster back in the day, and when you had WIC, you were only allowed to get no pro stuff. Meaning, it was cereal. It was like the same cereal you eat name brand, but the no frills brand. Yeah, the same cereal you eat name brand. When you had WIC, it was all no name brand. I remember the no frills brand was white, was a white box with white lettering. So, just like we got Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Nope. It would just say Corn Flakes. A white box with black letters. Just saying Corn Flakes. A white box with black letters. What else? And I think even if you were getting peanut butter, jelly. Yep. It would be. No, we know frozen. So, like, you're used to eating Skippy. The brand that WIC would give you ain't no Skippy. Now, I think you can get Skippy, but it has to be a certain, it's a certain size, a certain size jar that you can get. Yep. A certain size jar. Even back in the day, if you remember, if you're from New York, I don't know if other states used to do this. It used to be where they used to give out government cheese. And it used to be a line around the block, almost around the block, because people were online to get this block. Just like how you see in the supermarket, how you when you're at the deli counter, you see that big block of cheese. Same type of block. It was government cheese, but it was a yellow block. You used to eat that to make grilled cheese. It did make a good grilled cheese sandwich, but and every time they would give it out, when you get the block of cheese, you would get, like I said, no frills peanut butter, no frills jelly. The milk that they used to give out with that stuff would be powdered milk, not be powdered milk. You know how no one's drinking powdered milk. I tried powdered milk once. It is nasty. Powdered milk is nasty. Like I said, powdered milk is nasty. But, yeah. Like I'm saying, you know, a 10-year-old is not mentally ready to be no parent. Because a 10-year-old is going to want to go outside and play with their friends. A 10-year-old is going to want to get on the video game and play video games. A 10-year-old is going to want to be able to go to their friend's birthday party and do sleepovers. A 10-year-old with a child can't do any of that stuff. And the sad thing in a situation like this is that being that the 10-year-old is not mentally ready, the parent is the one that winds up really taking care of the child. For those of you who've seen Madea's Big Family, I think that's the play and the movie, Madea's Big Family, I think that's the one with Bow Wow in it, right? The family kept the secret because the daughter, if I'm not mistaken, she was raped. And they made her keep the baby. And, but the mom, because she was young, the mom raised it like it was her own child. And then the secret came out that he's really her son, not her brother. And you got a lot of situations like that in some families where because the person was young and the parents still want to, you know, be a kid and you know, go to school and do what they got to do, the parents still wanted them to do that they made the decision to raise the child like their own child. But like I said in this Tyler Perry play, he thought all that time that that was his sister, but really was his mother, and the grandmother was really his grandmother. You know, when he found that out, he was hurt. And that's why I'm saying no 10-year-old is mentally ready to be a parent. And especially, and then to have to tell your child when they're old enough to understand that they were conceived because mommy was raped, and because the government overturned Roe versus Wade. That Roe v. Wade, as they say, Roe versus Wade, that is the only reason why they are here existing. Nobody wants to tell a child that they were conceived by a rapist, that their biological father is a rapist. Nobody wants to tell a child that. And I don't think any parent should lie when they try to act how, you know, they were I don't think no parent should lie, but no parent should have to tell their child that the only reason why they are here is because mommy was raped. You know, that messes up with a kid's psyche to have to tell them something like that. I remember an episode of Law and Order, SVU. The lady was raped, got pregnant, had the baby. And the son that she had with the rapist is out doing the same thing his daddy was doing, used to do. Out there raping people. And I think they say, I think in the show, it was said the reason why the son was doing it, I think because of a trait from his daddy. There's something else, I can't remember, but like I said, if my mother, sorry for the background noise, but if my mother came to me and told me that she was pregnant with me, only pregnant with me because she was raped, and that my father's a rapist, I'm going to feel some kind of way. I'm definitely going to feel some kind of way. Because I have to live with that my biological father, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have to live with that my biological father is a rapist. And we say this all the time, kids are not, this is why abortions are needed. Because even if it was incest, meaning the father having sex with the daughter, the uncle having sex with their niece, because they... And it said that if two siblings, or because you share the same DNA, if they were to have sex with each other and a baby resulted of it, that the baby, because of something with the DNA, the baby would come out retarded. Yep, now the baby will come out retarded because of whatever happened, like because of their DNA. I'm like, you know, hearing that, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I don't know if I ever shared it with y'all, but I did write a story, and it's called Runaway. And one of the characters in the story, I can't remember what I named her, what the character's name is, but it's just this part of the story, because it goes along with what I'm talking about right now. She was molested by her own father, and he told her that he is supposed to try it. That's basically just that he's supposed to try it, meaning that as her father, he's supposed to try it. No, if I can find that story, I will share it with y'all one day. Because I don't know how that part, and the father was on drugs, the mother was on drugs, and an alcoholic. Like the mother would have, even though the parents are not together anymore, the mother would still have sex with the father and her new husband, because they're all on drugs. So it's like, it ain't like the drugs are taking over. So it's like, because of the drugs, you're doing things you know you would never do. Yeah. Like, if I could find that story and that part, I would share it with y'all. But I'm going to get on to another subject. And I saw something posted to YouTube. Created a podcast that I follow. His episode for tonight was Nicki Minaj and Monique, the comedian, got beef. So I'm going to see if I can find some information about that. I don't see nothing. I thought they had. Here's something here that says that was in 2018 when Nicki Minaj and Cardi B about their beef that here's something that says, old. So I'm gonna go to the YouTube and the title, I'm gonna tell you what the title says of this YouTuber's podcast that I can it says, all right, let me go into my, let's see here, notifications. Here we go.
Okay.
So it says, this is what the title says, Nicki Minaj versus Monique, the hypocrisy between the queen of comedy and the queen of hip hop. And then it says, so this is what they're talking about on tonight's episode. And I don't know what it's about, but that's what it says. It says, Nicki Minaj versus Monique, the hypocrisy between the queen of comedy and the queen of hip-hop. And let's see what, they're still talking about it, so, but I don't know what that's about. So let me see if I can find, so, I need to put Nicki Minaj versus, not and Monique, say versus Monique. And I think something will come up. His video was the only... His only so I don't know what it's about. He says the hypocrisy, and the only way to find out, I guess, is to watch his video.
Lord, okay. So what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Man of Reckless Logic. Please, if you guys, pop that like button, hit the subscribe button, and please.
Okay, sorry for the background noise. I don't know what the beef is, the hypocrisy is. I do not know what the hypocrisy is between Monique and Nicki Minaj. I really don't. But, and his show was still live, so in order to find out, I have to go back to the beginning, and I don't feel like doing that. So, I mean, let me go through my Facebook, because Facebook, this is my news section in Facebook to see if anything comes up. I'm trying to. I don't see nothing. In my news feed about that, Monique and Nicki. Oh, let me, you know what I could check? If I go to Twitter, right? And put... and put Monique versus if I do that in Twitter, let's see what comes up. Okay, I'm going to take out Nicki's name and just put Monique. Go to Monique's page and see if there's anything on her page pertaining to Nicki Minaj. I don't see nothing on Monique's page that would suggest she has a problem with Nicki Minaj. I don't see nothing on her page. Let me go. And let me put Nicki's name and go to her Twitter account. I'm scrolling through to see. I'm trying to see. I see nothing. I don't know. I don't see nothing. So I don't know what he's... See, this is something I hate with that when I go to and I see, you know, titles of videos that make it seem like the two celebrities they're talking about got beef with each other when they don't. But they making it seem like they do to get you to click on their video. It's clickbait. I hate clickbait. I hate clickbait because they get sucked in and have you, like I said, have you thinking these two celebrities got beef with each other when they don't. And then now that you click on it, so now whenever you go to YouTube, on your homepage of your YouTube, it's going to be videos from that person's page you clicked on. Because I remember when Fat Joe started doing his show through Instagram, there was a page that was posting his videos, but the way they titled it made you think Fat Joe was interviewing at that time. They got into it in the show, or that they got some kind of beef. And I would click on it to watch it, and I'm like, there's no beef. I just got sucked in to watching videos on this person's page. And I'm thinking that Joe and Bravo got beef with each other. They don't. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? You know? And that's why I said I don't like clickbait. Sorry, like I said, for the background noise. Whew. I don't like clickbait. It's terrible. I'm serious. It really is terrible that people stoop that low to get people to watch their videos. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't really hate, but some of these gossip pages, they do the same thing for clickbait. Unless I see it coming down my timeline saying that Monique and Nikki got beef, I will really investigate if it's, you know, that is true. Because I done checked on Twitter. His video was the only video that came up. When I Google searched his video, the only video that came up that says Monique versus Nikki. Yep. And I'm not saying that this is they doing crazy because he may know about something that the rest of us don't know about. And remember Saturday, when I did 6th and Road, and I told you about the Madonna story. When I did BOE last week, Wednesday, and I mentioned the Madonna story, and then I updated y'all, and I think I told y'all on Saturday on 6th and Road that find out it was a skit that McDonald's. Well, here's another update. So there's a TikTok video where the guy says, and I think I saved it. Where the guy says that's not the girl. Remember I said the girl on Saturday had told you the girl made a response video because everybody was going after her about the McDonald's. Well, the guy in the TikTok video said, like, that video, that McDonald's video happened in, like, either March or May, and that video wound up resurfacing. The girl who makes the response video is not the original girl in the video, even though you can't see who the girl is in the video. That's not the girl who made the response video, is not really the girl in that McDonald's video. And that the girl only has one child, and that he scrolled through her YouTube page and saw no mention, no videos mentioning she had other kids, and that she's a creator, and this is like it is a, like a skit for her. Let me see if I can find that video so y'all can hear the soundbite. And for me, I'm like, okay, yeah, you making skits Yeah, kid getting McDonald's. Some reason, I don't know where. These are my videos. These are the, because it's, somebody's video got taken down, a video that I like. Somebody's video got taken down.
Y'all really don't have comprehension skills. Like I say all the time, stop listening to the star and listen to understand the words that are being
spoken. How is this? I don't understand. I just noticed something, y'all. Now, earlier today I was on TikTok and I'm, you know, and there's a lot of videos that I like. But I'm in, you know, when you go on TikTok to where you like, to the videos you like, none of these videos, I didn't click like on some of these videos. There's 8 videos here that's in my videos. That I didn't even click like on. So I don't even know how this person's video was in my on my page, in my folder of like videos. Oh, okay, I see what happened. I see why I have the video is because you can make it a favorite. That's why that video was there.
Thanks, TikTok.
I see why these videos are here. It's because I, by accident, favored them. So once I favorite them, then I can get them out of my folder and I could get to the video.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying I favorite these videos.
Okay, so let me get this right. So you don't want me to spread the news to...
I like Kaylin.
Wanted to be your friend? Well, yeah, I mean, you can help.
Sorry about that. The note. Okay, I have no favorite videos. Here we go. Now my videos are back to where I can get to. I'm trying to find. I think it was yesterday I saved them. And, let's see here. If I can remember the video. I'm trying to... I'm trying to find that video for y'all. I'm trying to find the video. This is crazy. I have so much like videos I can't. It was like, I know if I see it, but it sucks having so many daggone videos. But like the video, seeing the video that, because remember I said it was a TikTok video, and the guy was saying, oh, that was basically saying that the McDonald's thing was a skit. It was the original, this is the couple, it's really a skit. Right? So I'm like, okay. You're saying it's a skit, and I'm like, let me see if this is it. No, that's not it. I'm going through the video. I think I found it. I found it. I sent it to Nikki. I found it. I'm going to play the video. Yeah. I can hear what the guy is saying.
Okay, so the chick that I keep trying to tell y'all is not the chick in the fucking McDonald's video. I got proof.
She's showing the girls and
So as she stated 4 years ago or 5 years ago when she made that video, that was her first kid. And as you can clearly see,
there's no video of her making any other
videos about any of her other kids. Her videos switch up into being skits about baby mamas and all kinds of shit, right? She's definitely not talking about any of the other fucking four kids that she had. Right? Look into it. Nothing. Nathan. Nada.
He's showing all her
YouTube.
You can
clearly see that she's all about clout. She's trying to build her brand and she's piggybacking off of this incident. But I'm Mr. Receipt. T-Time Timmy. Receipt Ricky. Stop with the bullshit, people. Okay, so chick that...
So he's saying basically that's not her in the video. And that if you scroll through her YouTube, you don't see any videos mentioning her kids. There's one video where she mentions she has a child. But none of the other videos mention anything about kids. So that means she only got one child. Because the girl was saying she had three other kids. And then when that same girl he's talking about, he said that the child that in the video, she said the child that they shared is the youngest out of the kids, right? But if you don't have, I get it. You do YouTube videos and you mention your kids. I get that. You don't like to put their kids in the spotlight. I get that. But if there's no videos, if you're the girl in the video going at your baby daddy for buying his child McDonald's, that the same video on would be on your YouTube. Yep. So I think this girl is trying to capitalize though for that video. And that's her in the video. Because you don't see the girl in the video, all you hear is her voice. You don't see her, all you hear is her voice. crazy, y'all, that would you as a woman, knowing that's not your story, would jump on a bandwagon just to, for clout, to be noticed, to people to be like, oh, that's her, let me go. That people who are on your side will start following your social media, follow your YouTube, when in reality, you know that was, that's not you. People do anything for clickbait. If I do clickbait with you, if I get you to click on my video, by clickbait meaning what is showing is going to lure you in. It's going to lure you in, one, to click on the video. Two, it might lure you in to subscribe to the page. You understand what I'm saying? It might lure you in to subscribe to the page. Yep. It's crazy. It's really crazy. You trying to capitalize off that. Now, what if McDonald's, the actual McDonald's company, saw that and said, you know what? We're going to give her a year supply of McDonald's so that whenever her kids want McDonald's, they can get McDonald's for a year, all because of the video. And what if she, the guy said she has one kid, but what if she didn't have no kids and she's trying to say that's her in the video, and let's say McDonald's does the year free of food so that her, whenever her kids want McDonald's, they can have McDonald's. Right? But what if she uses that year worth of free McDonald's for herself? Like, and I saw another, and I saw another video where the woman, she was like, my kid's going to eat. She had McDonald's, getting McDonald's for the kid. Her baby daddy getting McDonald's for his child. This is what she, it was a nuggets in there, fries, and a drink. So I think it was I think it was a 10-piece nugget. It couldn't have been a 10-piece because the box was small. I think it was a 6-piece nugget. Let me tell you what this lady did in the video. She took the nuggets, took out the fries first, gave each kid some fries, put on the plate, each kid some fries. Each kid got two nuggets apiece, and there was one nugget extra left. She ate that. She ate some fries. To get the large drink. She took that large drink. She had some small drinking glass, like, I think it was, like, the small, you know, the tall, skinny shot glasses. I think she had glasses like that. And she took that soda, poured some of the soda in those glasses, put it next to the plate. And there you go. All kids got McDonald's. While she ate the rest of the fries and now one nugget and drink the rest of that soda. And as a parent, I said this. I gotta say this to you again, ladies. The man is not out. If it ain't his kids, the man is not obligated to teach his kids. They're not his kids. He's not obligated. So if he wants to do just for his kid and come over and give his kid McDonald's, and you saying, he know I got other kids, it's not his problem. If he wants to morally be like, okay, I'm going to get the other kids too, then he can, you know, then that's nice of him to do that. He's not obligated to. And ladies, because I think I saw a video where somebody that said this, stop putting responsibility on a man you have kids, on a man that you have kids with, to take care of your other kids that are not their responsibility. Like you, because he came to do for his, you're mad because he's not doing for the others. They're not his kids. He's not obligated. No, a real man would say, you know what? A real man would get for the other kids too. Or he would buy his kid, right? He would buy his kid. Like I said, the lady with six nuggets, she separated it so every kid had two nuggets, some fries, and some of that drink. The guy could have, you know, did a 10-piece meal with fries and a drink. And like you say, it's four kids. So you say 10 nuggets, four kids. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, that's 8. If you're giving them two nuggets apiece, out of that 10 piece, because it's four, remember in the video, it's four kids, so 2, 4, 6, that's 8. Right? So each kid gets 2, that's 8 out of the 10. That's 8 out of the 10, and there's only 2 left. Right? That's 8 out of the 10, only 2 left. So, what the lady did was, the guy who brought the food for the child, she gave that child an extra nugget. So the other 3 got 2, and because his child, she gave that child an extra nugget with the fries. So the guy's child, who it is, she gave him 3 nuggets, the fries, and some of the soda. The rest of them got 2, some fries, and some of the soda. But like I said, if he brought the 10 piece, right, and each get 2, that's 8 nuggets already gone with 2 left. But if, let's say it's not even 4 kids. Let's say if it's 3 kids and you get them 3 apiece, 3, 6, 9. So each kid gets 3, and because it's a 10 piece, there's 2 extra. There's 1 extra, right? There's 1 extra. So that person's child will get 4, and the rest of them will get 3, and they split the fries and the drink. Depending on the age of the child, right, I would have given the child a Happy Meal depending on the age of the child. Because depending on what type of you give them the nugget Happy Meal, they only getting 4 nuggets with a kid's fry, apple slices, and McDonald's giving either water. You can either get water or milk. If you do the hamburger Happy Meal, it's the same thing. You get the hamburger, get the kid fries, get the apple slices, and you've got milk or water as your option to drink. Now, me, if I'm in that position, I would have did, if it's for them, I would have did a 20-piece nugget, right? Here you go. Four, eight, 12, 16, right? So it's four, eight, 12, 16. So each kid will get four, each kid will get four nuggets plus some fries and part of the drink. So they because a kid's meal gives four nuggets anyway, so it'd be like it's, they got a kid's meal. Yep. Yeah. We get close to, let me see how much time we got left in the show. Let's see here. Wow. You got 35 minutes. This was just posted 3 hours ago from NBC News. The Mississippi abortion clinic at the center of Supreme Court fight shuts its doors for good. Signs fell outside Mississippi's only abortion clinic after a final day of clashes between opponents and supporters of abortion rights. Dorinda Hancock, a leader of the Jackson Women's Health Organization, is patient escort, better known as the Pink House Defenders, left Hugs, tearful abortion rights supporter, Sony Bain, outside the clinic Wednesday in Jackson, Mississippi. As the sun wore down around 12:15 p.m. on Wednesday, Dale Gibson began affixing signs to the iron fence surrounding Mississippi's only abortion clinic. The fight is not over, one read. In cursive script, another vowed, this is not the end. Wednesday was the last day the Jackson Women's Health Organization was legally allowed to perform abortions in Mississippi. It was the last they Gibson and his fellow volunteer patient escort gathered outside the clinic to defend the right that no longer exists in much of the country. It says, for years, the volunteers, known as the Pink House Defenders, a nickname derived from the building's flamingo hue, has blasted music to drown out the screams of protesters trying to dissuade patients from entering. Now there was quiet. Before he turned to walk away from the clinic, Gibson said he was still a little numb. His emotions had been going in circles, anger to despair to fucking all kinds of back to despair. On Thursday, Mississippi becomes the latest in a growing number of states south where nearly all abortion care is banned. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Mississippi's trigger law gave the Jackson Women's Health Office a 10-day window to continue operations after State Attorney General Lynn Fitch certified the Supreme Court's ruling. Going forward, the only exceptions to the bed or if a patient, his life is in danger or if the patient was raped and reported the assault to law enforcement. So in Mississippi, in order for you to get the abortion, one, if you was raped, you have to report it to law enforcement. Two, if your life is in danger. Thus, for years, the clinic known locally as the Pain Husband backed a wave of laws designed to stop it from operating. Now, Diane Douglas, the clinic owner, has decided to finally close his doors. And a lot of people are saying because they overturned Roe versus Wade that some people might do back in the day, people were giving themselves home abortions, meaning if you bend the wire hanger like a hook and you stick it in you, you can give your own self abortion. That there were people doing that method, and there was another method was drinking the some type of cocktail that would give you an abortion. But what people don't understand is, even though you're not ready to be a parent, or by doing the back doorway, that you subject yourself to not being able to have kids at all after doing that. So, yeah. Sorry that they had to close their doors. Blame Trump for that. I'm serious. They need to blame Trump for that. Nobody else but Trump. I know I've been talking the whole show and I haven't taken the music break. I'm going to take one right now. I'm going to play my Teddy Twin, who has a new song out, y'all. Who has a new song out with Meghan Trainor. But I think it's her song featuring him. Yeah, I think it's her song featuring him. I can't remember the title. But he has a new one. But this one right here is called 911.
If there's a fire in your kitchen, and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back without you even asking. If I gotta whoop somebody's ass, I'ma do it with passion. And when it gets too dangerous, no, I'm never out of touch. Ain't gotta call 911, you can hit me up. You know I'm the one whenever you need them. Might take you home to Atlanta. Might be rushing in, but gotcha. Wanna know you like the back of both my hands. Pop the like I'm handsome. You're tall, dark, and I'm handsome. Grab something new, but old fashioned. Lucky me, I get to be your man. Ain't long ago as when. Oh, no, no. But who gon' save you like I can? Ain't gotta call 911. You can hit me up. You know I'm the one whenever you need something. In an emergency or when you just can't see, I'll fly through for you with that urgency. Right away, right away, right away, right away, right away, right now, right now, right away, right away, right away.
with Teddy Swims right here with 911. And now we're going to get into some Alan Stone with his new song, A Bit of Both.
If you look towards heaven on any given night, you may see the stars glowing, shining ever bright. Are they really shining or just burning in the sky? Well, maybe they're a little bit of both at the same time. Have you ever loved somebody and felt so good it hurt? But then they went running when you dug up all the dirt. Was it only love, or is love also a curse? Maybe they're a little bit of both in reverse. Combined, feeling like Superman, and I don't got no cape to fly. Wanna push up against the atmosphere and leave gravity defined. But is it really flying, or is falling redefined? Maybe it could be a bit of both at the same time.
Yes, that's A Bit of Both by Alan Stone. And that is his new single that he dropped earlier this year. And he performed it on the show hosted by Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson, American Song Contest. And Cisco was on there as well with his song. I can't remember what the hell his song was, because it sounded terrible. Not that Cisco can't, excuse me, y'all. Not that Cisco can't sing. It's just that song was not, how can I put this? You ever see those artists who try to, you ever see like artists, athletes who try to recapture their glory days? Meaning, they trying to recapture when they was the when they was on top of the charts, if they're artists, when they field in sport, whatever sport they in, be it basketball, football, baseball, whatever it is, you know, they trying to recapture that. And and it don't quite work. Yeah, it, to me it seems like the song Cisco debuted was a song that I think he thought was dope and trying to capture that essence of, like, song for him. Like, that song shot him through the roof. You know what I'm saying? He has other songs, but song was the song I think that catapulted his career as a solo artist. And I think he's trying to recapture that with the new song he's singing in the American Song Contest. And the audience votes of who gets to stay. Not the people. The people watching gets the vote, gets to stay, who gets to keep going week after week, keep coming back. And sorry to say, Cisco didn't make it. Allen did. Allen made it as far as the finale, but he didn't win. A Korean pop star, a K-pop star won. I think her song, the K-pop song, appealed to her generation, to what her demographic would be. You know, young elementary school kids to, I say kids who are from elementary school age up to, I would say, about 21, 22, that demographic would like her music. And people in my age category would like Allen Stone. And old, you know, my age category and older would go for Allen Stone. You understand what I'm saying? You know. So, let me keep going on. And, okay, this is about Nick Cannon. We're going to get into some Cannon news. Cannon wants all his children to be friends, even if all the moms don't quite agree. The Wild Now host recently opened up about his family in a freestyle rap. Nick Cannon makes one thing clear, that he loves his kids and that they will always be friends. In a recent freestyle rap Cannon performed on 106 FM, he mentioned that he's going to always love his kids and their moms are no question. A blessing. He continues with a message saying that all of his children will be friends even if the moms don't get along. He says, well, I say something to all of my kids. Your daddy gonna love you, whatever it is. And then address the public perception of his relationship with his kids and their mothers. He continued, public opinions and public affairs, but fuck what they talking about. All of my children will always be friends, even if their mamas are not in agreement. Can a gang and we're in an allegiance. Can is the name, and they can achieve it. The 41-year-old mogul has six children, twins, Rocky Monroe 11 with ex-wife Mike Carey, Golden 5, and Powerful Queen 19 months, with Brittany Bell and twins Zion and Mixolydian and Zillion Air 13 months with Abby D. LaRosa. His seventh child son Zen, who he had Melissa Scott, passed away just 2 months after he was born. Recently, Cannon revealed that he is expecting baby number 8 with model Bree Yessi later this year. What?
Right.
Wait a minute. Now we're gonna get into some Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey some stuff. Let's see here. It says here, Marjorie Harvey brutally blasts Lori's ex, Michael B. Jordan. Okay, it says Marjorie Harvey blasts Lori's ex, Michael B. Jordan, suggests that the Black Panther is days after the Lori Michael breakup, Mother Marjorie Harvey seems to have hinted that Lori Harvey's relationship with Michael B. Jordan was not healthy. Why? Wait a minute. Where's the rest of the damn article? The media now Lori Harvey and after Michael Jordan has split up. The reason for the breakup has not been revealed yet, but rumors of the breakup started around before. It says now, just days after the breakup, Mother Marjorie shared a cryptic message hinting that Michael B. Jordan is shit. Wow. Both Steve Harvey and Margie have shown support for their daughter in some way, but Margie's way of showing it has confused fans. It says, Steve, this is what Steve posted. I don't know if this is the Instagram or the Twitter. But Steve posted, sometimes we need to thank God for what didn't happen. Margie shared a short video clip of actress Jennifer Lewis to her IG stories, which may have been directed to Jordan. She said, you sit and shit too long, it stops smelling. Jennifer said in the short clip, so come the fuck out of there. Now fans are speculating that this was directed toward the 35-year-old actress. I'm going to give my opinion after I finish reading this. It says, though the reason for the split has not been revealed yet, the word on the street is that the pair has some disagreement on the topic of marriage. Excuse me, y'all. It says Jordan was ready to get married, but Lori wants to live out her 20s and then get married. So the couple went their separate ways. And Mom and Papa Harvey surely support their daughter's decision. What? Now, there was another one. They have Steve Harvey side, but I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. We still don't know what caused the breakup. And we cannot ask people on the outside looking in. We cannot assume that anything Marjorie Harvey, Steve Harlow's relationship with Michael B. Jordan. She may have reposted what Jennifer Lewis said because she liked what she said. And nothing, it probably had nothing to do with Michael B. Jordan. See, we the ones that are on the outside looking in, because of that clip, we're assuming it's about Michael B. Jordan. Marjorie say this is towards Michael B. And she's not. There are people who do throw subliminals on social media. There are people on social media that do throw subliminals that I'm thinking, are they saying it's about their ex? Or are they saying it's about somebody? Ain't gotta be their ex. Is this what they're saying about? But, you know, it could be towards Michael. It cannot be. Until Cardi says yes, that was directed towards him, we only can assume. You know what happens when you assume? And I ain't trying to pass assuming that was Michael B. Jordan. Because if it comes out of what? You understand what I'm saying? Then you just made an ass of yourself. Like, for me, if my family member's dating someone that's in the limelight and they have different views, like if he's ready to get married or if she's ready to get married but he's not, or if my family member's not ready but the person that's in the limelight is, if a person if the person you're in a relationship with is ready for marriage, they gonna let you know. Right? They're gonna let you know, but they're gonna make sure that you are ready for that step as well. You understand what I'm saying? They're gonna make sure that you're ready for that step as well. Because for me, it sucks. Let's start from the background. It sucks, for real. It really does suck when you're in that mode of getting married. And the person you with is not ready. Or they are, but the judge is not the one they want to marry. You understand what I'm saying? Because I've seen it where a dude would say he's not ready for marriage, but then the next person they get into a relationship with, they wind up marrying. But you say you didn't want to get married, or you're not ready for marriage. But all of a sudden, you meet this new chick, and she's the one, and now you're ready for marriage. This is why I say I can never spend more than 5 years with a person, but we're in that 5 years having a discussion about marriage. Kids, because I heard a dude say he was with his woman for 10 years before they got married. Girl, I get it, you love him with all your heart, but you staying for 10 years? So what if he still wasn't ready? Because I was still not be ready, but still say they want to be with you. You're the only one they want to be with, but they're just not. And some people, because of their upbringing, how they was raised, that they're scared of what marriage brings. Because, you know, their parents probably was married or got a divorce. Especially when you were a young kid and your parents get a divorce and you're so young, you kind of think it was your fault. When it was never your fault, your parents just grew apart. And only stayed together because of you. But now that you're, you know, not grown, but they can finally get that divorce. I'm just saying. Yeah. Let me see what else. We got 5 minutes left. Then let's say goodbye. Wow. Wow. Wait a minute, I gotta share this. I got to share this story with y'all. My boo done in the news, in the entertainment news. Let me explain the time so that I can share this story with y'all. And then we're gonna be officially out of here. It says, Voice to Men Nonstop Me goes on Twitter to explain how R&B Wow. The singer expressed his thoughts on how some artists today are trying to compete with the hip-hop world. I agree with my boo. Charles with my boo since the started. That's on the real event. Charles with my boo before he even married. But I respect. Now he's married. He could still be my boo, even though he married. And it ain't like, it's not like we're gonna cross paths and he see me want to cheat on his wife. No, that's not never gonna happen. I wouldn't even allow that. But here it goes. Says, Sean Starr is every group boy to men. Is providing his thoughts on native R&B music today and some of the headlining artists of the genre. Take it to Twitter, the 49. Wow. Who 49? He about to be 50. He about to hit the 50. I'll be 48 this year, so I got 2 more years to catch up to him. But here we go. Taking to Twitter, the 49-year-old relayed how he believes singers in 2022 are more concerned with competing with the bravado of the hip-hop world rather than taking the time to perfect their craft by investing in their vocal performances or not having very strong ones. In a series of tweets, Stockman began by the time when there was a clear distinction between a rapper and a singer, persona-wise. He wrote, R&B has lost their identity because it felt like it had to compete with the bravado of the hip-hop world, because labels stopped supporting the perception of black men being more than displaying a thug image. Let me disclaim my tweets are not to say there aren't any great singers out there. Stockman added, there's always have been great singers, but the love they get is proportionate. So, let's do this. Send some artists y'all think are, and I'll repost it. I'll go first. And this is what the tweet says. There was a time when it was cool to identify as an R&B singer. It was cool that there was clear distinction between the rapper and the singer, persona-wise, and it was respected. It wasn't viewed as being soft, to be smooth, and to speak to ladies in a certain way. Then he said, R&B has lost their identity because it felt like they had to compete with the bravado of the hip-hop world because they would stop supporting the perception of black men being more than the same black image. Let me just say, not to say there are any great singers out there. There always have been great singers. But the love we get is disproportionate, so let's do this. Send me some artists y'all think are fire, and I'll repost it. I'll go first. He concluded by expressing gratitude for those who understand where he's coming from, writing, thanks to those who understand my comment concerning R&B is out of pure concern for the culture I gave my life to, Stockman tweeted. It's not about dissing anyone. It's not about excluding those who went the right way. Just bringing to light that the love for the real is disproportionate. But he said he'll go first. So I wonder on his tweet, who did he say? Who was his first choice? He said, I'll go first. So who's your first choice? Okay. So, replying to what Sean said, right? Oh, I don't know why this is a Twitter name, but this is a Twitter name. It says, Homo Spirit Activate. Replied to Sean and said, let me go in the head. Oh, I just realized who that is on Twitter. It's Duran, my boy Duran. That's his Twitter. I never knew what his Twitter name was because I follow him on Instagram, but I don't follow him through Twitter. And his handle is Homo Spirit Activate. That is hilarious. I'm going to click on his name. Oh, I am following him. That is his Twitter handle. Homo Spirit Activate. He said, let me throw my bid in and post it himself. Post it himself. But he's right. If you look at the state of R&B, a lot of the songs is that Wham Bam Thank You Man, like that Hit It and Run type of sex these artists be talking about. And it's like, I'm not a Hit It and Quit It kind of girl. I'm that kind of girl that when Teddy P said turn up the lights, that I would do exactly what he said. I will follow the instructions. My boy Xavier Lewis put you back into it. He gave instructions. I would have followed to the T. His song, I'ma Go Down, is another one that he has where you follow instructions. And I would have followed to a T. But you do have some artists that their songs is about that Wham Bam Thank You Man type of loving. And, you know, real R&B lovers don't want that Wham Bam Thank You Man type of song. And I think Tank complains about the state of R&B too. See, Tank is a versatile artist. He can give you that Wham Bam Thank You Man type of song. And he can give you that song that's going to give you them instructions to follow. He's versatile. But, and I think what Sean is saying is that as R&B artists, you don't need to compete with the rappers. Why are you competing with the rappers? Like, you don't need to. Why are you competing with the rappers? You are an R&B artist. And when you think about it, a lot of these R&B artists, not all, but a majority of them, when you go into their album, they have features with a whole lot of rappers. They got songs that feature a lot of rappers. It might be a few songs with them singing solo and the rest of the songs is them featuring other rappers. Like, let's say the song with Wayne, might got Nicki, might have a song with Megan. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you can, Sean wants those who call themselves R&B singers to really show, one, that you can really sing. That's one thing that you can really sing. Like, really, you don't need to compete. You know what I don't know if Sean replied for him. Let me see if... No, that's... he got two responses, but I'm trying... And it's not letting me see the two responses to see... Oh, wow. Somebody said to Sean, this conversation is possible every 30 business days. Do you plan on doing something to help get R&B back on the map? If it's that much of an issue, what's the solution? What is the purpose? I never come at my boo like that. He said, okay, this person said, replying to Sean, there's the obvious list, like you guys, New Edition, TLC, Charles, I don't know who Charles Santana is. Carlos, if you're sexy, and Bruno Mars. There's the not so obvious list. I'll list each artist individually because they do deserve an explanation on their own. I don't want to cite just the artist. Yeah. But look at Drake. Drake started out rapping, and then all of a sudden, he turned into this rap singer. That's not what R&B is. And just like with Doja Cat, they call Doja Cat a rapper, but when you listen to her song, she's singing and not rapping. I get it, you can do both. I get it, there's artists like Missy who can do sing and rap and is good at both. I get we have those versatile artists who can sing and rap. I get it. Like Chris Brown can sing and rap. But I don't like it that they call Doja Cat a rapper, but when you're giving her awards, you're calling her a rapper, but when you're giving out awards, she's in the R&B category for her song, Say So, that she did with SZA. Or her song, Say So, that she did. And she's in the R&B category, but when you announce her, you announce her as a rapper. Every song of her by Doja Cat is her singing, not rapping. And I think Drake started that sing rap shit. Not to say there's anything wrong with it, but I think Drake, now people in the industry, people who that when the artists put their music out, who put them in these categories, like if I do Billboard's Hot 100. Is Doja Cat going to be listed as a rapper, or is Doja Cat going to be listed as an R&B artist? Like the stuff I've heard is of her singing. Her song features is her singing. But y'all calling her a rapper. And like I said, there are people who can do. See, Missy is a dope MC. I wanted to say female MC. Is a dope MC who can sing and rap. But depending on her, the song she drops, she's either going to, if it's a, her singing, she's going in the R&B category. I have no problem with that. But if it's her rapping, why would you put her, if it's a song of her rapping, why would you put her in the R&B category? If she's rapping, that doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm saying with Doja Cat is like, okay, if she's singing, then her song belongs in the category of R&B. If she's singing, if she's rapping, then it belongs in the category of a rap. But you can't announce her as a rapper when clearly the music reflects her singing. So you can't say put Doja Cat in the rap category when clearly she's singing, because that's not fair to those who are rappers. Like, you can't put Doja Cat on the best rap album if the whole album is her singing, even if she calls herself a rapper. It, you cannot put that album under the best rap category if the whole album is her singing. But that's not rapping. And that's not fair to those who really are rapping. It's not fair to them. Now, if it's a whole album for rapping, you cannot put it on the R&B category and claim it's R&B. You can't do that. So, I'm going to look her up. Let me see. Because I want to see what they have her listed as. Do they have a listed as rapper? Or do they have a listed as both, rapper and singer? There we go. Let's see here. Okay, it says... So her genres are listed as hip-hop, R&B. Doja Cat's genres are listed as hip-hop, R&B, pop, and electronic. And it says occupation, rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. She's been in the game since 2012. She's on RCA. Right? So let me read it. I'm going to read a little bit about her because I don't know about Doja Cat. Okay. Her real name is Amala Ratna Zandari. Known personally as Doja Cat, is an American rapper, singer, okay, and record producer, born and raised in Los Angeles. She began making and releasing music on SoundCloud as a teenager. Her song So High caught the attention of Kemo Sabe and Austin Records, with which she signed a joint deal at the age of 17, subsequently releasing her debut EP Purr in 2014. After a hiatus from releasing music and the inevitable rollout of her studio album, Amala, 2018, Doja Cat earned viral success as an internet meme with the 2018 single Move, a novelty song in which she makes satirical claims about being out, capitalizing on her growing popularity. She released her second studio album, Hot Pink, in the following year. It reached the top 10 of the U.S. Billboard 200 and spawned the single Say So, which topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart following the release of a remix featuring Nicki Minaj. The album was followed by Planet Her, which spent 3 consecutive weeks at number 2 on the Billboard 200 and spawned the top 10 singles Kiss Me More, featuring SZA, Need to Know, and Woman. Her song Woman is, I like that song. Right? But, like I said, okay, she's a rapper, but if her album she put out is her singing, right? If her album that she put out is her singing, at that moment, she's not a rapper. At that moment, she's a singer, so when you address her, you say, finger Doja Cat, don't go, because I think it was the award show, I think it was the BET Awards, but I know I was watching something, and they were calling her a rapper, but she was nominated for a song where she was singing. I get it, she raps. I guess she does both. You can't call her a rapper when she's being awarded for her singing. At that moment, she's not a rapper. Like, the same thing with Missy. If Missy put out a song that she's singing on, at that moment, Missy's not a rapper. Even though we know her from rapping, at that moment, Missy's not a rapper. She's a singer at that moment. So her song is going to be nominated in the R&B category, or if it's a pop song, in the pop category. You can't say rapper Doja Cat and then put her in the R&B category or say rapper Doja Cat then put her in the rap category when she's not rapping on any of the songs that she's nominated for. You can't put her in the rap category if she's singing and not rapping. I get it. Like I said, I get it. She can rap. She can do both. But when giving awards, nominating someone for an award, you can't say, oh, rapper, Tupac. You can't call him rapper Tupac and then with him in the he has a song in the category R&B. At that moment, he's not a rapper at that moment. Even though Tupac don't sing, but I'm just saying, I'm just using him as an example. But you can't have him in the category of R&B, you know, can't call him at that moment a rapper and his song is in the category of R&B. Because now it's like, to me, it seems like you're taking away from another R&B artist who could have been in that category for that award. The same thing with if the person drops music and they do both, but the majority of the music is them singing, then it needs to be in the R&B category. That the majority of the albums I'm singing needs to be in the R&B category. You cannot put it in the rap category. You cannot. Because they're not rapping, they're singing. Even though they do rap. I'm not saying that the artist has to pick one or the other. We know Missy can sing. But Missy has had more success with rapping than I think her singing. That's why she does that more than she does the singing. Yeah, so let me close this out. See what I'm saying? So as far as for me, I wanted to start my own award show, but I know it's going to take a lot to put that together. It took a lot of money to put that together, especially when you ain't got that kind of money. And the artists who I play will be nominated. And if I'm going to give Main Street artists some love and give them awards, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not saying she's not a rapper, but I'm not saying Doja Cat is not a rapper, but if the music you hear on the radio by Doja Cat is her singing at that moment, she's in this stage of her career, she's not a rapper right now, she's a singer. And her music is going to go in that category. And I agree with my boo Sean about the state of R&B. And cause you got people now sing rapping. And it's like, and then you sing rap with auto-tune. And people thinking you can sing. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I do not like that. Yeah, so that's it for tonight. I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate you rocking with your girl. And we'll just start the radio. Keep rocking with us. We'll keep doing good programming. Excuse me. I like this show, BOE, from the pages of the airwaves. If you miss any show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/go-to-stardom. You can Google Roll to Stardom Radio, see the many platforms we are on. Or you can go to Roll to Stardom Radio Facebook page and listen to there. Somebody down there that wants their music play right here in the station. All you got to do is say, yep, at 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014. That's where you had to get your music played. The next promotion business show is on the 20th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's where you know the business owner, the artist. Anyone with subject to promote can call 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318. Yep. So I want to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.